Oh, Francisco, Francisco.
Does this work better for Jack or for the Phillies and for their non-starting pitching of their team? What do you think, Hugh? What do you think fits more?
I would probably lean more towards the Phillies.
Yeah, I don't know after what I saw yesterday at Riverwinds. Welcome back.
I know I'm trying to be kind, man. I know you're going.
But we got to call it as it is. Like, listen, I compared what happened yesterday in DeCamera versus Fritz to game one of Mets-Phillies last year. I was at that game, and that was a meltdown. Phillies should have won that game. They were winning the game the whole time. Wheeler was dominating the game. Took him out after seven. The bullpen blew it. A complete meltdown. And the series shifted to the Mets. Now, the Phillies to come back and win a very dramatic game two, and I expect Jack to come back and win game two. But it's clear DeCamera took the advantage yesterday. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Fran there playing us in with Titanic. Behind the glass, in for Kyle. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop board. All right, well, let's get back to the Phillies here. And your take on DeCamera versus Fritz. Who now is the favorite to win this thing? I think DeCamera clearly is the favorite, but I would still bet on Jack to come back as an underdog now and win this thing in the end. As much as that I might regret that, I'm still going to bet on Jack here. I'm not sure I'm going to bet real money, but I would bet on Jack to come back and beat DeCamera.
How much money are you putting on it? If you were betting real money, how much money are you putting on it?
Well, I'm getting plus money on Jack because he's the underdog.
Okay.
I put $100 of plus money on Jack right now.
Okay.
You want to make the bet?
I mean, if you want to. Do I got to pay it out?
Yeah.
If
you lose, you got to pay.
I don't know, Rojas. What you think?
I'd take the bet.
You would?
I would.
You put $100 on Joe DeCamera to win two more legs?
$100. Can I do like 50?
Now he moved.
Yeah, can I move it?
Well, because I'm not
confident.
I said it a little.
How about $20?
$20?
Yeah.
You get. You give me odds though. I'm getting plus money.
All right, then fine.
I'd probably go 25 too.
25. All right, and then we're workshopping how much we would bet on Joe DeCamera or Jack Fritz to win to an athletic competition. All right, who do you make is the favorite right now? Who would you pick to win? DeCamera versus Fritz. Your reaction to what happened yesterday, and the Phillies. And I'm really curious where it comes down. 215-592-9494. About 60% of our poll today say they are enjoying this Phillies season, and I want to. And every time the starting pitcher is out there, I'm enjoying myself because Zach Wheeler has been incredible. He goes tonight against the Padres. Ranger Suarez has pitched at a level now where it's like, we can't let this guy go. I mean, well, you know, we were having discussions 2 months ago about the bullpen, a month ago about trading him. That's all out the window now. Ranger Suarez is so good right now, you can't even consider moving on. You have Christopher Sanchez who will pitch tomorrow. He's been really, really good. I think Sanchez has lived up to everything people said before the season. Like, he's going to be an all-star caliber guy again. He has been. And of course, you know, you have Luzardo, who hasn't been maybe as dominant as he was the first.
But he's had his moments.
But he's been mostly really good. I mean, he's had two really bad starts. He's had some good starts. I thought Saturday he was but it was certainly good enough on Saturday if they had scored some runs for him. The bottom line is they have four outstanding starting pitchers. I looked this morning at the odds to win the National League Cy Young, and they're all, I think, in the top 11 of the NL Cy Young race over at FanDuel. I mean, they're great pitchers. And I love when they're on the mound. And Hugh, everything else bothers me about the team. The offense is frustrating to watch. The bullpen we know has a lot of holes. They don't play great defense. I am struggling to enjoy this season. Where do you guys come down? 215-592-949 for Hugh Douglas. Are you enjoying?
Immensely.
Immensely?
Yes. I just feel like, you know, putting a little hyperbole on it. But
you
I am
a little
enjoying
hot sauce on there.
Yeah, I am. I put a little hot sauce on it. But I am enjoying
this
season.
They scored in like 5 of 27 innings
but
this weekend.
This is who this team is. And they ran it back. And they ran it back with the faith that this team can get to the World Series because they feel that they can.
Yeah.
Our biggest woes have been in the postseason when the bats go quiet. Now, this is eerily similar to the last two seasons that I've been a part of since I've been here. You know, when you talk about, if you go back and you look at this point during the season, Phillies are probably where they about the same record when you look at it.
They're probably a little worse than last year, but not that much worse.
Because last year they were like on pace to win like 100 and some games.
Yeah, but they're
like
better than they were in 23 at this time.
Yeah. So they're trending in the right direction. And the fact that Bryce Harper isn't out there. So you have that. My biggest concern comes with this team every year is in the postseason. When you get that really, really good pitching, but the bats go cold. Hopefully they can figure that part of it out.
So you brought up the postseason. It's going to be interesting. I think the next 2 weeks are huge for the Phillies because
they're still in the gauntlet.
Well, they're still in the gauntlet, and they're facing. So if you look at the standings right now, the three teams that are right outside the playoffs, That's who they play between now and the All-Star break. So if the Phillies play really good baseball the next 2 weeks, they could really create some distance between themselves and the last wild card team. Like, kind of cement themselves as, all right, no matter what happens with this division, they're going to win the playoffs or be in the playoffs. If they struggle the next 2 weeks, you know, they're going to be in a fight then just to make the playoffs, because it's going to create this logjam.
Because technically the Braves are still alive, right?
Yeah.
They're still alive.
But I think they stink. I just don't think it's their year. I mean, they're about to get passed by the Marlins in the standings. That, watching the Braves more and more, because we've seen them against the Phillies a bunch, I just don't see it compared to the last few years. They're very top-heavy. Like, they still have like 4, 5, or 6 outstanding players. But then the middle of their team, it's not very good. I mean, some of those guys they're throwing up there at the plate this weekend, Stuart Fairchild and Nick Allen. I mean, those guys can't hit. Eli White. I mean, remember 2 years ago when they had that amazing lineup? It was like, oh my goodness. It was like 1 through 9.
Murders Row.
Yeah, the Braves have really fallen off compared to where they were 2 years ago.
Yeah, and I feel like they used to either when it was like Josh Donaldson in 2019.
They used to
get free agents, and then they would have young guys come up. Like, you know, you had the Acunas of the world. Even Michael Harris a couple of years ago. I mean, he was great coming up. Now he's falling off. I don't know. The Braves, I don't know. They used to have one of the farm systems, whether just, you know, having good teams year after year. It's, I don't know, man. Times are changing, maybe.
Yeah, I don't think they're very good. I mean, they lost Sale, who's going to be out a while with the rib injury. I mean, they strike me as a team that maybe would be finished around 500, but I don't take them seriously. I put them below the race. But the next few teams, Padres, Reds, Giants, Padres for the All-Star break. This is going to be telling. If the Phillies play really well the next 2 weeks, they're going to create some separation here. So even if the Mets play better too, like, it'll be like, all right, those teams are not really part of the race. If the Phillies struggle, it's going to be like, you know, we got like 6 teams for 3 spots here. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? Are you enjoying this Philly season? I'm struggling to, because the flaws, I see him and I think about October when I watch him. Where do you come down? And Fritz the camera, your reaction to what happened yesterday. Mark in Woodbury Heights is up. Good afternoon, Mark.
Joe, I'm sitting on the beach. Good morning, Hugh.
What's up, man?
Joe, I'm sitting on the beach in Seattle City. I just got to make a quick Joe DeCamery comment. I think he has the athletic ability of this horseshoe crab that just was washed up on the shore here. I like Jack Fritz in that competition. I just don't think Joe's really that athletic.
Yeah, Mark, I think that the mental game yesterday of golf certainly played to the camera, but as they move towards more athletic competitions, I think it's going to go to Jack.
Yeah, don't see it happening. Joe, I have to shed some positivity on the boys. And you know, I've been very negative.
Yeah.
You know that. And watching them hit is like getting root canal done. But at the end of the day, that was a huge win yesterday.
It was.
After an excruciating road trip where they can't hit the ball. They can't hit. It's unbelievable how bad they are offensively. But with all that being said, they won the game yesterday. Like, it's like watching the Eagles struggle in a game and they pull it out and Jalen goes, well, W's a W. It's the same thing. A W is a W. And I really felt, I was listening to the game, I'm like, if they pull this game out, leaving guys on base, bullpen not shutting the door fully, if they win this game, great sign coming home. I expect them to go 4-2 or 5-1 on this homestand. Harper is back. Joe, I think we're going to be all right. And you're right. Am I enjoying it? Is it fun to watch them ground out and strike out and swing at first pitches and not work the pitcher? No, it's not fun. It's not enjoyable. But we are in first place. So let's get a little positivity. I'm on vacation. I'm ready, Joe, to make a run.
I like that, Mark. I needed this today. Mark, we appreciate the phone. I needed that. I need to hear that.
Is it really vacation, though, when you just go down the street? I mean, Seattle's not that far. I mean, is that really vacation?
Sure, though? It's vacation.
Well, you can take an at-home vacation, too.
Yeah.
But
what do you mean the shore is not vacation?
I mean, it's kind of like, because you're going to see everybody you see at home at the shore, though, right?
Well,
for the most part.
Your neighbors aren't there.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I mean, there. I'm just saying, well, yeah, I guess you have a point there. I mean,
I mean, you might need a vacation from Skip and Claymont. I mean, as we
I'm about to take that.
Yeah. You just better not tell him where you're going, otherwise he might follow you, as he follows you to work sometimes.
Yeah, Skip.
Yeah, you gotta watch out.
He's a weird.
Yeah, going to the shores vacation. I mean, how could it not be?
I'm just saying, because you're.
What would you call it then?
A weekend out of
vacation?
Like, I guess, because it's not that far. It's not like, you pay a couple tolls and you go sit at the beach and drink all day?
But it's the shore. You get to be at the shore. Like,
What if you live at the beach, though? Like, what do people in California do?
Oh, well, that's different. But Mark's from Woodbury Heights. He's not at the shore. That's different.
How far is that? I don't even know where that is.
It's in South Jersey, but it's not.
It's like, 45 minutes from? Yeah, that's not over.
But there's no shore.
I'm just saying.
The appeal is the shore.
I guess.
Why do you think people go to the shore?
To get drunk and make bad decisions?
Not everyone. That's, what it feels that's not like. Why everyone
Francisco,
goes.
Doesn't it kind of feel like, I mean, you're a young man. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what it kind of feels like. You go to the shore and make bad decisions.
Well, I went to the shore. We did a week at the shore last year. I didn't make any bad decisions.
Joe makes all the bad decisions.
We had our kids with us.
I'm saying it's some people, but for the most part, like when I see people at the shore, they're probably, they're picking up some of them, what they call them, the White Claws and the surf size.
Well, it's vacation. Let loose.
It's the debaucherizing.
Yeah, of course.
A little bit of debauchery.
So you don't consider the shore vacation?
Nuh-uh.
All right, Francisco. Well, poll question is going to. Do you consider going to the shore vacation?
Not if you're from here. Like no.
Well,
it's like a weekend to go act a fool.
No,
like,
it's vacation.
Yeah.
No, well, hold on. Then does it depend on how long you stay? Now, I would say a weekend at the shore is not a vacation. That's just a weekend. If you stay a week, that's vacation. You're gonna get crushed on this poll.
I probably will, but it won't be the first time.
Now you know what this is. Let's be honest. This is your aversion to the water.
I am averse to the water.
That's why the shore doesn't appeal to you as much.
It does not.
So this is
I don't get it.
This is a you problem.
Now you could say that.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. You want to be sunburned? Like people lay out and be sunburned.
Well,
you gotta
protect yourself.
Yeah, but that's a lot. Sunburned and drunk.
It kind of sounds like I just
summed up the shore in a nutshell, though.
No, if you wear the proper protection, you won't get sunburned. I very easily sunburn, and I usually don't get sunburned.
It's like hot.
It's summer.
So hot.
So, it's hot everywhere.
It's just hot just to be at the. So what's vacation to you? What's vacation? I would say jumping on a flight and going somewhere for a week, eating foods that you never would eat before.
Okay.
And probably doing stuff that as a couple, doing stuff like that.
Maybe has to be a couple?
Well, it doesn't have to be like skeet shooting or something. Like do stuff that you normally don't do.
Wait, what was that?
Skeet shooting. You never heard of skeet shooting?
No, what's that? Nope.
Seriously.
Skeet shooting?
Where they take these little clay discs and they pull and you shoot them. Skeet.
I've never done it, but I've heard of it. I know what it is.
Francisco looking at me like I said something funny.
So I actually think the way you describe vacation, I would probably enjoy that more than the week at the shore.
Maybe, but I'm not parasailing, but people parasail.
But I still think a week at the shore is vacation.
You know what I saw that I wouldn't mind doing, even, and it pertains to being in the water?
Mm.
The jet skis. Like, not the jet, the wet bike, not the jet skis, the wet bike.
You would do it?
I would jump on. It had to be one of the big ones.
What about the sharks?
It had to be a big ass wet bike. It can't be one of them little ones. It had to be one of the ones that had the big gas tank on it.
Yeah.
I'd do that.
Yeah. Francisco, a week at the shore is vacation, right?
Well, I was going to say, I don't take a lot of vacations. Like, I went to Boston a few weeks ago for a couple days.
That's a vacation.
I consider that a vacation.
Well, you're in a new place, yeah.
Yeah.
But the shore is not a vacation.
The shore
if you're
is
from
a
vacation.
But it is.
I don't think so.
But most people don't get to go on day to day basis, right? If you're in the Philadelphia area, you can do it for a weekend, but you have work and you live here.
There's some people
it's
that probably
away.
Go to the shore every weekend.
That's a little bit different. Right.
That's just a weekend of go act the fool to me. That's what it kind of sounds like.
I just don't know what else you'd call it.
I just told you. A weekend to go act a fool.
No, it's not. You don't have to act a fool.
You go act
again,
the whole dog,
we did a whole week at the shore last week. I didn't act a fool. I didn't act any
brand new.
Well, you
was with the family. You probably got some ice cream.
Lots of ice cream.
You know what I mean? But
that was our vacation.
Okay. I mean, in your sense.
So what else would I call it if I can't call it vacation?
Having a good time.
Yeah.
That is it. Just going away. You're not that far away from home.
I'm going here.
You're 45 minutes away from home.
No, we were at the Delaware beaches. We were 2.5 hours away from home. That's
Delaware
pretty far.
Beach is pretty. Okay, that's something.
It stole the shore. All right, Violet's in Virginia. What's up, Violet?
We're arguing about the shore.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, what's going on? Violet.
I actually think going to the shore is a vacation, but I love the beach. So
yeah, I
do too. Yeah, I mean it's great. Hugh thinks there's sharks in there, so he's
there
like,
is definitely sharks in the bay in the water.
There's
well,
no
sure
sharks.
There is, but you know, hey, you just have to, you know, be careful when you go in. But
I just play the odds, Violet. The odds are there's no shark to bother me. I mean, I it's worked for me so far. I'll keep doing this.
So the Phillies, I'm still enjoying watching them. Yes, they're frustrating, and I think that's what you're experiencing. It's their inconsistency, but you have to keep in mind, and I think Rhea. Yeah, so she mentioned it earlier. It's a big deal right now. We are playing without one of our big hitters. Yeah, I think things are going to change once Bryce gets in the lineup. I think it's going to be a big pick-me-up. And yes, I mean, the bullpen is really the biggest thing to me. The hitting, they've been like that. They're just streaky like that. So I'm not really worried about it because once they get going, and honestly, it's momentum. It's just like football. Whoever gets momentum come October, and I really think we're there. I mean, we're at the cusp. So I am not worried. And then who's the outfielder that's been making the comments? Kemp, is that?
That would be
Kepler. Max Kepler.
Sorry. Yeah, bye. You know, I know things, you know what, that's life. Things are promised to you, but if you don't perform, I'm sorry. You know, put your big boy pants on and just suck it up, play better, hit more.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's not just about playing outfield. Sorry.
Right. How about earn your spot? How about earn your, you know, earn everyday playing time? So like, if he hits well for a week and then they face a lefty the next day, I think Topper would probably give him a shot and say, you know what, you're on fire right now. Go ahead and play again. Like, I'm not going to take, like, if he hits more, he'll play more. This isn't that hard. Like, all sports work like this. If you play well,
exactly,
they'll keep playing you. Just do that.
Exactly. I agree. Totally.
Yeah, it's not
but
that.
Yeah, I'm
it
enjoying
really
it.
Hard.
And the pitching is, oh my God, Ranger. God, I love him. Sign him.
It's gotten to the point where it's hard not to. Violet, we appreciate the phone call. All right, so, Hugh, I want to throw this at you because I saw this and I'm curious your reaction to it. So there is a lot of chatter out there. Bryce Harper could return as early as tonight. Okay, so he took, I think it was like 75 pitches a batting practice in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And then they flew some minor leaguers in to throw him like live BP on the field in Atlanta. Right, so it was like the closest to real he has seen outside on the field he's probably had in weeks. Okay, what do you make of this, the way this story reads? So I'm going to read the headline, and then I'll read the beginning of the story. You tell me if this is, if you think, from your perspective, this is normal, or are we rushing this? Headline, Bryce Harper still has stiffness in his wrist, but could return to action Monday. And then the beginning of the story from Scott Lauber, the Inquirer. Bryce Harper reported, quote, normal stiffness in his right wrist Sunday, manager Rob Thompson said, after facing Phillies minor league pitchers Jack Dallas and Joel Kunell on the field Saturday. What do you make of that? Like, the story is not he feels 100%. The story is he's reporting normal stiffness, which he's saying is different than when he was injured. Is that, to you, normal? Or would you say, why do we have any stiffness?
Allow me to long talk just a little bit. Because I feel like from everything that we've heard about this whole Bryce Harper thing, is it's on him and how he feels.
Yep.
Because Dombrowski said earlier that, you know, something to the effect that it just all depends on when Bryce wants to come back.
Because
he's fine.
Cleared. He's cleared.
So to me, this sounds like one of those situations where the discomfort thing, they probably have something that they could give him for that, but he doesn't want to take
okay.
it. Okay. You know.
So he's going to feel, no matter what, there's going to be something he's
yes,
going to feel?
Because he's not. Bryce, and I don't know this for sure, people. I'm recklessly speculating like I like to do. But it sounds to me like Bryce doesn't like to take painkillers.
Well, so I did think it was interesting off of your theory on that. It seemed like the inflammation took a while to go down. And, mm-hmm. and usually I would think
we
teams...
We take like some, I forgot what it's called, but there are certain pills and stuff, anti-inflammatories, ibuprofen or something that you could take that takes that out.
Quicker.
it doesn't feel like Bryce likes to, you know, go hardcore or better living through chemistry, if you will, to get certain things to expedite themselves.
Yep.
You know, like the necessary things. Like, didn't he have surgery? He had to go under the knife or something. And he probably had some, you know, obviously some stuff there. But as far as the day to day stuff that people usually take for discomfort, doesn't sound like he's really on board with that. Really
so,
doesn't.
So do you think that the discomfort he felt yesterday after batting practice is not a reason for concern? Because I don't think so. What's interesting to me is it's not Bryce is feeling 100%. He's coming back. It's like he's sore, but it's okay soreness.
Yeah, I think that Bryce has had conversations with people where they said, hey, you know, they had to convince him 100% that he's not going to re-injure himself.
Right.
Or he can't make it any worse. I think that's what the conversation has been had. And I think that's part of the reason why it's taken him so long. You know, when you talk about the swings and everything, he just wants to see, make sure that he's in a space or in a place where he's not going to hurt himself any worse than he's already hurt.
Yeah. Well, tonight it would be wonderful to have him back. It's a big series against the Padres. We shall see if the Phillies make a move. And if they do, I'd be in favor of DFA Max Kepler and getting him out of here. He hasn't hit. I don't need to hear him complaining about his playing time. All right, 215-592-9494. Twitter questions. Let's go through some of these. Sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Are you enjoying this Philly season? You would think it's an easy yes on this, right? Like, they're 49-35. They're in first place. They just coming off a series win. What do you make of the voting on this, Hugh? 64% are enjoying the Philly season, but 36%, not really.
I'm getting through to the people.
Oh, this is about
that's
you.
That, yeah,
this
that's
is
basically
you.
What it sounds like. Because yeah. I gotcha. Made a strong case for why you should enjoy it. Like, this doesn't get – I think it gets tight for people as we get close to the postseason because that's where the troubles have been. And I also feel like – I know you don't like to do this, but a lot of people waiting to see how they fare – after the All-Star
But
break.
That's not pledge-like.
Now, it is pledge-like.
No, it's not.
It is. It is taking a pledge.
No, if you took the pledge, day to day you react.
But no, I react every day, and I've been even killed the whole season.
Yeah, that's not pledge-like.
I mean, it is. It's like, it's almost like for you guys, you and Kyle, and I'm going to put Francisco on that.
Well, Fran said he hates the team, yeah.
Yeah. You thrive off of being bipolar on a day-to-day basis.
No, that's the team's fault. That's not mine.
It's not that. No, that's your fault.
No,
you choose to be bipolar.
No, I'm reacting to what I
you
see.
You choose to react.
You didn't take the pledge.
I did take the pledge.
Nope.
But I choose not to be bipolar. You guys are bipolar. Like, I remember vividly a week ago, we were talking about how everybody turned the corner and the offense is woken up and all this
other
stuff.
I was all in after that.
Yeah. Now, all of a sudden,
they didn't score a run in Houston.
You got heartburn.
What do you want me to do?
You got heartburn.
How about if they play better, I will be happy every day. This is on them.
Francisco says it's like, I hate this team. I hate them.
All right. Hatred. Real hatred.
I asked him, I said, what'd you do, Francisco? I'll get rid of everybody.
I love that. All right. Another poll question today. Who is the new favorite, DeCamera or Fitz? You ready for this breakdown?
DeCamera.
50-50 split.
Oh, it's like that.
It is 50-50. I would take Jack as an underdog to move forward and win this thing. All right. And you're getting cooked on this one, Hugh, as predicted. Do you consider going to the shore a vacation? 75% yes.
All the people that are voting are the ones that go to the shore.
Because it's a vacation.
They get away from their day-to-day, but they see the same people they see on a regular basis. It's not a vacation
if you live in the city.
If you live in the city. All the time.
And you're around the blacktop and build big buildings, and it's hot. Going to the shore is way different place.
And you get to see the same people that you see.
Maybe
in
you like those
people. So this is how it is, right? So it's weekend at the shore, not a vacation.
That's just a weekend. No. I agree.
A week, like with the family,
it's a vacation.
At the shore is a vacation.
Okay, we'll give you that one.
That's
but
it.
The ones that go every weekend, that's not a vacation.
It's not.
It's not
yeah.
Because you're going to see the same folks that you see in the city. Only difference is you're probably a little bit more drunk and you're bolder. You're gonna speak your mind just a little bit more.
So if you went for a full week to the shore, you wouldn't consider it your vacation.
Mm-mm.
It's a vacation.
Mm-mm. I wouldn't.
You just said, but I said full week, and you said yeah.
No, I'm saying if I went to the shore,
then what would you call it?
If you go to the shore, that's fine. If I go to the shore, yeah, I'm not. That's not a vacation.
What would you call it?
An excursion.
Oh, stop. 215-592-9494. Your phone call's coming up on all these things. You can weigh in on the camera, Fritz. What happened yesterday? A complete and epic meltdown by Jack Fritz over at Riverwinds. The camera up 1-0. Are you enjoying this Philly season? Is going to the shore for a week a vacation? Clearly it is. Hughes lost his mind on this. Are we going to discuss Ranger Suarez on the other side? The company he's now in Phillies history. And is he making the decision easy? Do the Phillies just have to re-sign him when this season ends? That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.